News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia said Wednesday it was returning more troops and weapons to bases, yet another gesture apparently aimed at easing fears it is planning to invade Ukraine, even as the U.S. said the threat of an attack remained. Russia has massed about 150,000 troops east, north, and south of Ukraine, sparking Western concerns it was planning an assault. There have been no indications of a significant withdrawal of those forces, but this week has seen a handful of gestures from Moscow that offered hope that Europe might avoid war following weeks of escalating east-west tensions. On Wednesday, the Russian Defense Ministry released a video showing a trainload of armored vehicles moving across a bridge away from Crimea, the Black Sea Peninsula that Russia annexed from Ukraine in 2014. It said the movement was part of a return of forces to their permanent bases. The United States strongly condemned a Russian parliament proposal Wednesday to recognize Ukraine's two separatist republics as independent. Such a move would, quote, constitute a gross violation of international law, end quote, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement. Russia's parliament voted Tuesday to urge President Vladimir Putin to recognize the two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine as, quote, sovereign and independent states, end quote, amid soaring tensions with the West over Moscow's troop buildup. Ukraine said Wednesday Russia was likely behind the largest cyber attacks of their kind on the country, which downed the web portal of the Defense Ministry and disrupted banking and terminal services at large state-owned lenders. The Kremlin has denied involvement in the distributed denial of service attacks, which hit Ukraine at a time when the country is bracing itself for a possible invasion. This is VOA News. The leader of Hezbollah said Wednesday that the Iran-backed group has been producing drones in Lebanon and has the ability to turn thousands of rockets into precision missiles. Syed Hassan Nasrallah said in a speech to followers, quote, "We have been producing drones in Lebanon for a long time, and whoever wants to buy them, submit an order." The European Union's highest court rules that the 27-nation bloc can suspend support payments to member states if they breach rule of law principles, and dismissed a challenge by Hungary and Poland. The right-wing governments of both nations had argued that such action lacked a proper legal basis. Both nations, large recipients of EU funds, have come under increasing criticism over the past few years for veering away from the Western principles of the respect for democratic values in their nations. Hospitals in Hong Kong are struggling to keep up amid record numbers of new coronavirus infections as the city's leadership doggedly sticks to its zero COVID strategy, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
China's leader Xi Jinping has weighed in on Hong Kong's current coronavirus spike, saying it's the local government's overriding task to control the situation. Hong Kong is currently facing its worst outbreak of the pandemic, topping 2,000 new COVID-19 cases a day, with healthcare facilities beginning to overflow. Chief Executive Carrie Lam has been sticking to the zero COVID policy, despite geographical and other differences between the city and China itself. She has been able to control the virus within borders, a strict zero-tolerance policy that involves total lockdowns and mass testing of millions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain's Prince Andrew has agreed to settle a lawsuit filed by Virginia Giuffre, who said she was sexually trafficked to the British royal by the financier Jeffrey Epstein when she was 17 years old. Giuffre's attorney said in a filing in a state of New York federal court Tuesday that lawyers on both sides were informing the judge they had reached a settlement in principle. The judge said he would suspend the case until March 17th, when he might set a trial date if the lawyers don't ask for a dismissal by then. Sotheby's announced Wednesday that it would offer the largest ever blue diamond to go up for auction at a sale in Hong Kong in April. The auction house said it expected the 15.10-carat blue diamond to sell for more than $48 million. The sale will mark the first time a blue diamond of more than 15 carats has ever gone under the hammer, the press release added. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1.